Okay, I've been joined by Umut Erel, who is a lecturer in sociology here at the Open University and is also a member of the Centre for Citizenship, Identities and Governance. And Umut, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the project? It's about migrant mothers. It has a much longer title, obviously, because it's academic work. It has to have a long title. Can you give us the full title?
Yes, of course. The full title is Migrant Mothers Caring for the Future, Creative Interventions into Citizenship.
I mean, it is all about this phrase, enacting citizenship, isn't it? In terms of migrant mothers, how do they enact citizenship?
Right. Okay. Let me take a step back, if I may. One of the things that is so interesting about migrant mothers is that we don't really hear a lot about them. We do hear a lot about migration. If we hear about migration, it's often controversial. When we do hear about migrant families, it's usually rather as a problem, you know, that migrant families and migrant mothers perhaps make it difficult for their children to integrate. So usually when we hear about migrant mothers, it is as people who use the welfare state but don't really contribute to it.
Okay, so they're often seen as a problem.
That's right, absolutely. No. What we do is we try to turn this on its head. Let's say the usual perspective, we're trying to turn that on its head. And what we're saying is that these women are already contributing to citizenship by bringing up children who will be future citizens, by working, paying taxes. They're also really making an important contribution to social cohesion. What we have found in myself and my colleague, Professor Tracy Reynolds from London South Bank University, with whom I've been doing this project. So what we have found both in this one, but also in many previous projects, is that migrant mothers really play a very important role in creating social cohesion. So what happens is playgroups, the playground at school, and those kind of places become places of encounter across ethnic boundaries. They really make connections with people, families, mothers, children from of different ethnic backgrounds. And this is really a contribution to social cohesion that hasn't been really valued so far. Usually, migrants are asked to prove that they're integrating well by participating in the labor market. Now, that's all well and good, but we believe that there hasn't really been enough recognition of the contribution that migrant mothers make. If I can, that would bring me back really to your question about what does enacting citizenship mean. Now, that's a theoretical concept that's been developed by Professor Engin Aysin, who's also part of CSIC, also part of the Open University. And
We know Engin very well.
Okay.
Engin not only appeared on the Student Connections conference, he wore what was voted the best shirt of the entire week.
Oh, really? Well, that's wonderful. Well, still, let me just briefly say what this idea of enacting citizenship means. What he says is that there are people who are often seen either as outsiders to citizenship or at least at the margins of citizenship. And what this concept of enacting citizenship does is it says that by claiming rights, by changing our ideas of what justice means, of what participation and belonging means, these people are actually enacting citizenship. They're giving new meaning to what we understand by citizenship. And we believe that's exactly what these migrant women are doing.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. And the way that you've set your research up is actually quite interesting. And I know that a lot of students, it drives them absolutely nuts that when they get academic work, it seems that we go out of our way to use very long words, which they think is a conspiracy to confuse them. Now, you've got a few phrases which I quite like the sound of, though I'm not sure I quite understand. So I'm going to give you one of them that I picked up from your website, and we're going to put the website up on the underneath the PodMag this week for anyone who wants to go and have a look at the website. And I do recommend people to look at the website because it's absolutely fantastic. Some great work going on here. But you said that migrant mothers establish, and you call it an epistemological community. What is an epistemological community?
Yes, well, it's a community of knowledge, if you will. It's a community of understanding. What is really important to us is to say that the people about whom we develop these complex concepts also should have a say and contribute to developing knowledges. So one of the important parts of this project was that we developed a methodology of participatory theater where the mothers of lots of different backgrounds, we had some mothers of Somali backgrounds, Turkish, Kurdish, Polish, Lithuanian, Nigerian, so really of lots of different backgrounds, came together and shared their stories by playing them out, acting them out, if you will. And oftentimes these were dilemmas, let's say, problems, you know, where they did not know the solution. For example, how to deal with a difficult teenager.
Now that one will be really interesting for me. Because yes, I have a teenager. I'm not saying sure. He's difficult, but he's a teenager.
Yeah. So, and what we're saying with this idea of epistemological communities is by acting those scenes, the women shared the problems and dilemmas. And by playing these scenes, dilemmas, problems, issues out, the women are contributing to creating new knowledges.
I'm assuming that this knowledge they actually had, it's implicit in that they already know it. So this is just bringing to the surface that which they maybe didn't even value at all?
Absolutely. That's very, very true. We did ask the women also, you know, throughout the process, what they thought of it. We asked them to reflect about their experiences of participating in the group. And this is exactly right. You know, so many women said, well, they actually use that word. It's a way of socialization. So that's exactly what you're saying. You know, people didn't know that they had particular skills in coping, in dealing with difficult situations. But by sharing that with others, that's when they noticed both about their own knowledges, but also about others. So in that sense, it's really a process of creating collective knowledge creating, sharing, validating. I mean, this is a very fluid process, really.
That's fabulous. Well, Uma, thanks so much for joining me this morning. I'm going to put up the website, as I say, so that people can go and have a look for themselves at the fabulous work you've been doing. It is really great. It's great that it's being done at the Open University as well. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Dave, for giving me the opportunity to talk and share this with our students. Thank you very much.
The pod.